Both parties are resisting President Trump's proposed budget, and for Hawaii, the state's congressional delegation says it's bad. Kirsten Downey is Civil Beats reporter based in D.C., and she joins us now for today's reality check. Aloha. Yesterday, Senator Brian Schatz said that the proposed budget is, you know, it's just that, a proposal. And he also said it's not going to happen. You've had the chance to review some of the other responses from the Hawaii delegation. What did they say that the effect of the proposed budget could be on Hawaii?
Well, they are very concerned about it. Senator Schatz's opinion on this is really particularly relevant because he serves on that Senate Appropriations Committee. So he will play a key role in voting on how the budget is developed and authorized. They're concerned. President Trump said he, during his campaign, that he wanted to defend, to boost defense spending, and that's what this budget does. It also increases protections for veterans through the Veterans Administration, but it takes cut out of a great many other popular government agencies, the Department of Interior, the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration, and it also picks out a lot of the things that we most value here in Washington, D.C., which are the NOAA grants that support coastal and marine research.
So we're looking at some of the things that potentially sound like they would be good for Hawaii. You talked about the defense spending, et cetera, but at the expense, literally, of a program like NOAA. Given the fact that this is just now a proposal and there's going to be a lot more discussion on this, what else from our congressional delegation did you hear in terms of resistance and also any resistance that you're hearing particularly coming from the GOP?
The thing about cutting a budget is never popular with anyone. Cutting a budget so dramatically makes everyone unhappy. Everyone has different things that they want to protect, also different things that they would like to see cut. For example, Senator McCain thinks this doesn't give enough money for spending for the military. A lot of Democrats disagree. They want to see less money for the military and more for social spending. These are the kinds of balancing things that our congressional delegation will be watching carefully, because they want to make sure that Hawaii's interests are protected.
We would hear that probably in any political year where there's any budget coming out. Is there something, though, that makes it particularly upsetting for this year, aside from the fact that we're talking about this coming from President Trump?
The cuts he's proposing are draconian in a number of ways, eliminating funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Well, a lot of us know and love the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Eliminating funding for the United States Institute of Peace, which was the organization that Senator Spark Matsunaga had championed the creation of. A number of other, the National Endowments for the Humanities, the National Endowments for the Arts. Some of the things that are on the chopping block here are things that are quite near and dear to people's hearts. A lot of the other funding is more difficult to determine how exactly each cabinet official would make those cuts. I think the thing that's really interesting that we can say about the Trump presidency is that we're all paying a lot more attention to the process by how the federal government works. So what we see here is that the president proposes a budget. Congress is what authorizes and decides what the spending levels would be. Here's another case where we see checks and balances.
A lot of people are going to hope that is all true. Kirsten, sorry, we got to go, but thanks very much for checking in from Washington.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring D.C.-based reporter Kirsten Downey.